May 23, 1926. The divine will is seed of life, and wherever it enters, it produces life and sanctity. Just as the Virgin had her time, the one who must impetrate the supreme fiat also has her time. I was accompanying my sweet Jesus in his sorrowful agony in the garden, especially when all the weight of our sins unloaded itself upon his most holy humanity, to the point of making him shed living blood. Oh! How I would have wanted to relieve him from pain so excruciating! And while I compassionated his whole being, he told me, "My daughter, my will has the power to give death and to give life. And since my humanity knew no other life but the life of my divine will, as the sins crowded over me, my will made me feel a distinct death for each sin. My humanity moaned under the pain of the real death which my supreme will gave me. But over that very death which this divine will gave me, it made the new life of grace rise again for creatures. So, as evil and bad as a creature might be, if she has the fortune of letting one act of my will enter into herself, even at the point of death, since my will is life, it sows the seed of life in the soul. And as she possesses this seed of life, there is great hope that the soul may be saved, because the power of my will be careful so that this act of life of its own, which has entered the soul, may not perish and turn into death. In fact, my will has the power to give death, but my will itself and all of its acts are untouchable and not subject to any death. Now, if one act alone of my will contains the seed of life, what will not be the fortune of one who embraces within her soul, not one act alone, but continuous acts of my will? This creature receives, not just the seed, but the fullness of life, and places her sanctity and safety. Then, afterwards, my poor mind was wandering in the holy divine will, doing my usual acts in it. It seemed to me that everything was mine, and as I went around through all created things to impress everywhere my I love you, my adoration, my glory to my Creator, I acquired new knowledge of what God has done for the creature, and of how much He has loved us. The Supreme will seem to delight in making known the new surprises of its love, so that I might follow its acts in order for it to give me the right to possess what has come out of its creative will. My littleness wandered amid its immense goods. In the meantime, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and told me, "My daughter, when my Queen Mama came out to the light of the day, everyone was turned toward her, and as though having one single gaze, all pupils looked at she who is to dry their tears by bringing to them the life of the longed-for Redeemer. All creation was centered in her, feeling honor to obey her wishes. The divinity itself was all for her and all intent on her, in order to prepare her and to form in her, with surprising graces, the space into which the Eternal Word was to descend to take on human flesh. If the virtue were not present within us that, while we operate, deal with or speak with one creature, we do not neglect the others, all would have said to us, 'Leave all of us aside, think of this Virgin. Give, centralize everything in her, that she may let the one come in whom our hopes, our life, all of our good, are placed.' Therefore, the time in which the Sovereign Queen came out to the light of the day can be called the time of my Mama. This, my daughter, can be called your time. All are turned toward you. I hear the voice of all, as if it were one alone, praying me, pressing me, that my will may acquire its absolute divine rights over you, so that, acquiring its total dominion, it may pour into you all the fullness of goods it had established to give if the creature had not withdrawn from my will. So, the whole of heaven, the celestial Mama, the angels and saints, all are turned toward you for the triumph of my will, because their glory in heaven will not be complete if my will does not have its complete triumph on earth. Everything was created for the total fulfillment of the supreme will, and until heaven and earth return into this circle of the eternal volition, they feel their works, their glory and beatitude as though halved, because, not having found its complete fulfillment in the creation, the divine will cannot give what it had established to give, that is, the fullness of its goods, of its effects, joys and happinesses which it contains. This is why they are all longing. My will itself is all for you and intent on you. It holds nothing back of graces, of light and whatever it takes to form in you the greatest of prodigies, which is its fulfillment and its total triumph. Which one do you think is a greater prodigy, that a little light remains enclosed in the sun, or that the sun remains enclosed in the little light? Nay, it would certainly be more prodigious if the little light enclosed the sun. And indeed, it seems impossible to me that this may happen. And Jesus, what is impossible for the creature is possible for God. The little light is the soul, and my will is the sun. Now, my will must give so much to the little light as to be able to make of it a circle and be enclosed in it. And since the nature of light is to spread its rays everywhere, while remaining in triumph within this circle, it will spread its divine rays to give the life of my will to all. This is the prodigy of prodigies, which the whole of heaven longs for. Therefore, give broad field to my will, be opposed in nothing, so that what was established by God in the work of creation may have its fulfillment.